soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Peace. Well, here in the east, the eastern part of the United States, it's starting to cool down. And everyone is worried. Perhaps you're worried too. How am I going to afford this winter's heating costs? Why, it costs for the forced heat that we have in our house, why it costs $800 to fill the gas tank. Why, that's $3,000 to get through the winter. What in the world? And the price of gas right now, my God. 10 times what it was, over 10 times what it was when I was a child. What are we going to do? How are we going to afford this and that? And just look at the state of the nation. Two fellows running for president, which don't seem to have any spiritual contact whatsoever. Perhaps you're worried too. Well, what are we going to do? How are we going to afford what we need to afford this winter? So we consult the books and we read a page or two. And we feel pretty good while we're reading for 5 or 10 minutes. Then we put the book down and we walk into the other room and our spouse, our partner says, "You know, honey, have you noticed that the children's athletic shoes are wearing out? They both need shoes. And by the way, I don't think he fits into that coat we bought him last winter. He's going to need another one." And oh my God, what am I going to do? Perhaps you have another set of troubles. It could be that I've got this physical problem. I mean, I'm getting up in years. And now I can't find gainful employment anywhere. What am I going to do? How am I going to get out of or get free from this physical problem? Or maybe it's a problem you have with a particular relationship. Maybe you're fighting over these money issues. Everyone's frustrated. Everyone's at their wit's end. Everyone's afraid. This problem looks like a Goliath. It's a giant. I mean, that's the truth. It's a giant. What am I going to do? What did David do? All David had was a little pebble. What was that little pebble he went out with? If you think it was a rock he put in a slingshot, you're mistaken. Because we know that all Scripture is revealing an internal principle. We know that pebble wasn't physical. It wasn't material. What was it? We must find what that pebble is, because that is the thing that takes down the giant. Well, what did Christ offer us? Christ must have offered us that pebble. What did he say? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, giveth I unto you. Christ brings peace, a peace that passeth all your understanding. Now, I've been thinking a lot about this peace. I've been contemplating it. I've been going within to find this peace, because this is the pebble that dissolves the giant. And I don't care what that giant is. I don't care whether it's appearing as, well, let's give the giant a name. Let's call it world mind, world thought, mental images. Goliath is the giant called the false creation of Lord God. Now, we've been over this. We know that the first chapter of Genesis talks about the pure creation of consciousness expressing itself. This is the creation of God, in which all that was made was very good, in which there is nothing to do but rest in that fulfillment. Yet there's a giant among us. A giant. And that giant looks terrifying. That giant is the Lord God, the mind, and all its ugly images. And they're frightening, let's be honest about it. They're frightening. What can we do about it? We can find that pebble that dissolves the giant. We can find my peace, which passes understanding. Now let's look at something that I read that really, really put me to looking at this. This is from Joel Goldsmith's Consciousness Unfolding. It's chapter 2 called Peace. My peace, the peace of Christ. More healings have been brought about through absolute silence than through all the arguments metaphysicians have thought up in the whole history of the world. When you are called upon for help, sit down and get at peace. Think no thoughts. Just sit and wait. Wait. Be patient and wait for the peace of the Christ to descend upon you. In that moment of peace, without a word, you will witness healing. Notice that he says, you will witness healing. The peace of Christ flows, and it dissolves healing. Goliath, which is the same thing as he uttered his word and the earth melteth. There is always only one problem. It has many faces. It appears as troubled finances, problems with relationships, ill health. It is the same Goliath. And that Goliath is the Lord God's, the mind's, mental images about the Father's perfect creation. Now, you can't remove the veil. You can't slay Goliath. Fighting does no good. You are told to put up your sword. Stop fighting. You are told to stand still and see the salvation, the safety. You are told to accept something called my peace. You are told that God's not in the whirlwind, but in this still, quiet peace. You are told that the peace that flows forth from Christ dissolves every one of these mental images. And so there's one problem. Whatever name you give it makes no difference. You're struggling with it. And that's not the answer. In modern language, you have been told do not meet a problem on the level of the problem. That means don't try to work on this mentally. This is a mental image. It's not your mental image. It's one of these mental images just floating around. Everyone seems to have captured in their mind this particular mental image about bad times ahead. I hear it everywhere. Walk into a store and there are people discussing bad times ahead. It's a mental image going from person to person. You cannot meet a problem on the level of the problem. If this is a mental image, you're sitting down and mentally knowing a lot of truth statements is not going to meet this. It's not going to meet it with your vain repetitions in your mind. Well, that doesn't make you a bad person. That doesn't make you ignorant. It means simply, perhaps you haven't caught this vision. My peace, my peace dissolves the mental image. And so, you cannot meet a problem on the level of the problem. Stop trying to meet this mental image with mental affirmations of truth. Stop it. Something else is required. There's another way. There is a Christ spirit, a Christ presence within you. How do I know? Because it's within me and I feel it. And I know it's within you. It cannot be contacted through your mind. I know you want this peace which passes understanding and dissolves the mental image. I know you do. Let me see if I can tell you where to find it. In my meditation the other day, I received this. Listen. Please listen. Your human mentality cannot know God, cannot know this peace. That's why the peace passes your mentality. So you're going to have to leave your mentality, which is on the level of the problem, outside your temple. But let's just read through this, what I received when I went beyond that mentality. The human mentality cannot know God. Of myself, I am nothing. I am nothing but a beholder, nothing but a witness, nothing but a state of receptivity. And in this deep silence, being a witness, a beholder, a receptivity, quietly within, in this deep silence, in a state of peace, God manifests through, in, and as this nothingness, God manifests itself. So meet everything in life with and as a statement of peace, a state of peace. Meet everything in life with and as a state of peace. Your human mentality cannot know God. Only a state of peace can behold God. And let us look at this in Joel's words, because I found it here. We must stop all futile efforts of the human mind. The human mind is not the Christ. For many years, mental efforts have been tried. Yet the words of the Bible are, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." So what good, then, is all this thinking that we have been doing? The truth of the matter is that the human mind plays no part in any healing. Why? Because the human mind is on the level of the problem. We can't meet the Goliath on the level of Goliath. The only factor in spiritual healing work is the Christ. My peace I give unto you. In that peace that passeth understanding, in that quiet, in that stillness, the peace of God, the power of God, is made manifest, and it does the work. Now, this should be sufficient to reveal to you, you cannot meet a problem on the level of the problem. So you're faced with this mental image of a Goliath, and it's frightening. All of this is on the level of the mind, the mental image in your mind. You cannot meet it with more mental statements of truth. So put up your mental sword. Let the heathen rage outside your temple. Close your eyes and remember. That's right, it's not by might. I can't do anything out here. It's not by power. I can't do anything mentally. None of that will work. It's by my spirit. By my peace. Okay, Father, reveal this peace that passes understanding. I know all I need is this Christ peace, this my peace. Let me be still. Let your spirit, your spiritual peace, be upon me. I wait upon the Christ peace. Do you not know that this peace, this perfect peace, is yours as the gift of God? Suppose you were walking along a dirt road and you came upon a well. This is the story in the Bible describing to you how to meditate. You came upon a deep well, and there on the edge of that well sits the Christ. Here you come, walking along the road. You pause. You look. You are looking into the deep well of your consciousness. Here sits the Christ. And the Christ says to you, if you knew who I am, and if you ask me, I will give you this peace. And if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is speaking to you, you can ask, and I will give you a peace that springs up into eternity. A peace that will never leave you nor forsake you. And this is the Christ within your consciousness, as your consciousness, revealing to you the gift of God is my peace. And so you become a little more quiet, a little more still inside. Yes, that's right. My peace I give unto you. It's a gift. I don't have to earn it. I don't have to work hard. I can rest. I can just rest. Father, thy peace, the Christ peace, I am receptive. I wait. I listen. I accept your gift. Perfect peace. When the Spirit of God is upon you, the peace of God is upon you. It passes your understanding, so don't try to understand. You don't have to work that hard. You don't have to understand at all. We already said this peace is beyond your understanding. And you must know that your human mentality is not required here. Set it down. My peace is upon you, that you might see the glory of the Father, that you might see this peace is your abundance. This peace is your fulfillment. This peace dissolves the mental image and reveals a peace-filled kingdom. This peace, in some way you know not of, the peace of Christ in the midst of you, flowing from the well of your consciousness, this peace forms your very life. This peace restores the years that the locusts called mental images have eaten. You don't have to lift your hand. You don't have to lift a thought. My peace, the gift of God, in the midst of you, am come. Rest in my peace. This is not a peace coming from some far-off place. This is not a peace coming from some far-off God. This peace is the fabric of your consciousness. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that doth speak to thee, you would know God has given you this consciousness made of peace in your very midst, and it is this peace consciousness that speaks to you. It is I. You have no need to be afraid. It is I. I have come to reveal to you the perfect creation. I have come and am in the midst of you now to reveal the perfect solution. I am the perfect plan. I am fulfillment, life eternal, perfect peace. Be still. Be a witness. Be a beholder. Quietly commune. Feel my peace. No need to struggle. Rest. No need to think. Rest. my peace goes before you to prepare a place for you. I have been with you since before the world was, waiting for you to come home to your very own consciousness and receive the gift of peace. Do you not know I have been here always? You have sought solutions in the dream on the level of the problem. You do not need to do that from now on. If you have found your center, if you have found a way to rest, to let my peace flow into your being, you have found your answer. You have found I am the way. Live by my peace. David had a tiny little pebble with which to face Goliath. You have that same pebble, a tiny little piece which flows through you from the depths of your consciousness, and it too will dissolve the Goliath before you. How? In a moment ye think not, but rest in peace. In a moment you stand very still, rest in peace. In a moment to stop from the whirlwind and listen and feel the still small peace. I, Christ, the Lord of peace. That's what I am. The Lord of peace. If you would know me, Christ of your being. You must leave behind the world of Goliath. You must turn ye and enter the kingdom of peace. Stand still and see what this peace reveals. Yes, I, peace, am the way. Rest in me. Strange, isn't it? How long we sought answers on the level of the problem, thinking we were knowing the truth. It turns out none of that was knowing the truth. For the truth is known only when you enter my peace. The truth is known when you feel my peace upon you. And resting in my peace, you awaken. It doesn't matter how good you are, what things you do good so that you may have a reward. None of that enters. None of that has any bearing. None of that has any power. It does not matter how bad you've been, what things you are ashamed of. What things you are sad that you have done. None of that has any bearing on peace, on my peace. None of that has any power. You want to leave them both alone. The only power here, the only power that can set you free, is my peace, the Christ peace. So leave it all outside. Come within and be washed clean in the peace of Christ. I showed you when I washed the feet of the disciples. Now I invite you to be a disciple. Come within. Sit here beside the stream of Christ consciousness, and I will wash you clean with my peace. And there is no price to pay. It's called grace. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that invites you, you would have asked him, and he will wash you clean, white as snow, brand new beginning, as a witness, a beholder of grace, my peace, living you. Will you come? I am willing. waiting. I am here. It's not any truth you ever knew with your mind. It's the peace that comes when you have transcended your mind. You remember the storm that beat upon the ship, and the disciples were sore afraid? Oh, I have told this story in so many ways. This is the same as you facing your Goliath and being afraid. Yet here comes the Christ walking above the level of the problem. What do I say? Do I say pick up your arms, sit down and do a lot of mental praying? No. You know. I turned to the Goliath, to the storm raging, and it was raging. And what flows out of my mouth is peace, be still. Let that peace permeate your being now. And when you feel it flow, just sit quietly, listening, and watch the light dispel the darkness. Now, rather than sitting down and being afraid and knowing a lot of truth in your mind, take a different approach. Don't meet a problem on the level of the problem, that is, with the mind. Yes, yes, turn within. Turn within. Know what you are looking for. The peace that passes understanding. The gift of the Father to all. Grace is my peace, and let it flow as the light flows in the dawn of each day, gently, gently, the dawn lightens the day, peacefully, very peacefully. Christ, my peace, flows into your being. And as you listen, as you watch, as you behold, the darkness disappears. And this is what John was trying to tell you. John saw the temple not made with hands. He saw the spiritual universe created and maintained by my peace. You will behold the first chapter of Genesis, the creation of the loving Father, a temple not made with hands, not made with thoughts, you will behold a temple made of peace. When you become a silent state of peace. So yes, there is a spirit, there is Christ within your being, and it has come to give you my peace. This is the gift of the Father. It has come to wash you clean, to reveal that you live and inherit a perfect temple, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Joel says, beginning today, at this very moment, remember, it's your own consciousness that does the work. It's your own individual consciousness when your consciousness is imbued with silence and with peace. All you have to do, all you will ever be called upon to do, is to achieve that sense of peace. So there is one thing you must practice and achieve, and that is a state of peace within your own consciousness, coupled with the realization that it is your own consciousness which is the Christ. And what is the Christ? What is the Christ? Do you know? Let me tell you. Christ consciousness is your individual consciousness when you no longer have fear, hate, or love of anything or anyone in this world. That is Christ consciousness. And today we have been given the way to witness Christ consciousness appearing on earth as it is in heaven. If we sit down with fear or hate or love of something in this material false creation, we know now we must leave it outside the temple. We know now we must go within in the recognition that Christ sits on the well of my consciousness and invites me within to receive the Christ peace. We know we only have to be still to see the salvation, the creation, the temple not made with hands. We know the answers not in the problem. We know the answers in the peace that passes understanding. Christ, on the well of your consciousness, invites you to ask and to receive my peace. For this is the gift of the Father to all of its creation. One day, you will discover, as this peace flows into your being, you become a walking transparency for my peace. Then you will be able to say, I no longer live. The Christ peace lives and manifests itself as my being. And you will know the gift that the Father has. And you will be the manifestation of the Most High. And your name shall be called Wonderful, the Prince of Peace. Blessings and peace be unto you.